Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Michael Maresco. He's a grassroots organizer who has helped bring an independently produced film about Congressman Ron Paul to the Pella Opera House. Mike, you're in Pella this morning, and I know I see you're doing some campaigning for Mr. Ron Paul, and this is something you've been at for a while now.
Yes, it is. I've been at it since 2007 when I first saw the Internet gather the like-minded people together, and we've been down a long road. We've learned a lot, and we intend on winning this time. We think we have the candidacy that can actually take out Obama.
And you're bringing a message to Pella this Friday in the form of a movie, and what can you tell us about that?
Well, this movie is a really extraordinary movie. It's purely grassroots produced. It was not coordinated or anything with any campaign or committee. It documents and chronicles the efforts we made to get Ron Paul's name out when he really was not being treated that well by the New York media outlets. So we did some extraordinary things. We flew a blimp. I personally pedaled my bicycle across the country twice. We bought full-page ads in a lot of newspapers. We self-organized. This is a real grassroots movement, and it's something unique in American politics, and this documentary chronicles that.
Now, if you could talk about your grassroots group a little bit. Is there a name, a title? How many folks are in the group? How is that comprised?
Well, there's a few of them. We organize on a couple internet forums. The one I'm mainly active on is called Ron Paul Forums. It's a bit of a crucible. We try to maximize free speech, so it can be a little bit raucous at times, but there's 30,000 members there. There's also the Daily Paul, which is more of a news blog, and that ranks pretty good. It's getting up there towards, sometimes it does Politico on its hits.
Yeah.
There's also, not affiliated with the Ron Paul campaign, but what we do on the lobbying end is the Campaign for Liberty, and that has 600,000 members. So we really have a vast network of people online who coordinate these things, and that's how we raise the money to rent the Opera House. And it's really how we created the documentary. People sent in the clips they had, and we had a lot of discussion on, no, we should have this, no, we shouldn't have that, what kind of music we would get.
So a very collaborative effort across the entire country?
Yes, very collaborative effort across the country. Even people who live overseas are able to help. And, of course, not with monetary support, but with their intelligence, mm-hmm. and with their talents that they commenting.
So with such a sort of an unbanded structure of people, how was it a challenge to get this movie made and get it off the ground?
Well, we drove around the country 10,000 miles, and we did interviews with all the people. So it wasn't that difficult because the producers had a really good idea on how to present it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this connection. So one person, when you're connected all over the country, it's fairly easy for one group to say, oh, there's this other group over here that did this. You might want to get them onto it. And so it wasn't that hard to put that together. And the director is he's a director of bicycle motocross films.
Okay.
The other producer is a UPS driver.
So very everyday folks, very grassroots, as you've said multiple times now.
Yeah.
And another question that I had, and being in Pella, I meet a lot of folks that are on grassroots campaigns that are campaigning for a particular candidate. And is there a lot of interaction with the official campaign? Is there none whatsoever? Do you shy away from that, or do they shy away from you? What is that relationship like?
Well, there really is no official coordination.
Mm-hmm.
That really, the FEC makes things very difficult. So in the beginning, we were always, we got to get Ron there, we got to get the campaign to help. And then after we learned that the FEC makes things very difficult for grassroots to actually operate,
mm-hmm.
we've stopped really trying to do that. We put out not really a press release, but we will talk on our forums. And we know certain people who know people on the campaign read those forums. So we hope they pick up on it.
Yeah.
That's really the best way we coordinate with them, if it can be called coordinating. It's
sure.
Just putting information out there and hoping the campaign sees it.
Okay. I guess what drives you to do this? You've been all over the country and spending a lot of your own time and money, and what drives you to be involved in work like this?
Well, I was brokenhearted until I realized there is an honest politician. And I really was still brokenhearted because I did not see people connected. But once the internet connected them, I realized we could do something. And I personally am outraged that, and I think it's child abuse, that every child born in America is born with $45,000 worth of debt. I think we need to pay our own debts each generation. And I think I truly think it's child abuse to pass it on to the next generation. And I cannot live with myself as a Christian knowing I did not do everything I can to pay our own way and to make sure children have a good start in this world.
Very good. And now what's one final question. What's the biggest thing you've learned? You worked on this sort of thing in 2008. You're working on it again for 2012. What's the biggest lesson you learned between those two election cycles?
You know, we hear a lot that, you know, everybody likes to say, oh, the voters are stupid, or, oh, the voters are apathetic, or, oh, people don't care. And that's not true at all. People just generally want to raise their children in peace, and they just want to be left alone. They make the best decisions on what they have, but their main focus is raising their children in a peaceful environment, and God bless them for that.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for your time, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was our guest, Michael Maresco, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.